You are listening to a True Gospel Perspective from our Macedonia Baptist Church ministerial staff. We pray that this message will be a true blessing to you.
Just a few verses, but in your own time, I would suggest that you would read the entire text. Amen. Beginning with verse number 10, you will find these words: "And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God." I want to tag this text, "He'll straighten it out." He'll straighten it out. There will never be a time where you call on God and he's not there. If you do not get the immediate answer you're looking for, it could be that he's already answered you, and you need to re-examine what has already been said. It could be that when you need the Lord, he doesn't come right away because he's testing you. It could be that when you need God the most, he's silent in your life. Not because you have sinned, and not because he's mad at you, not because you got a lot of haters in your life, but sometimes God allows you to go through some things to draw you closer to him. And if we be honest about it today, in reality, God is still trying to draw us to him. So you cannot take for granted anything you deal with in this life, because he's teaching some valuable things. And the most important thing he might be teaching you right now is that I desire to have a closer relationship with you. So you cannot put a time stamp on how long you're going to go through what you're going through. You've just got to learn how to go through it and trust God even when you cannot trace him. Trust that he has a plan and he has a purpose, and he won't leave you there forever. And just in case he does not deliver you, the real test is, can you praise me anyhow? Can you worship anyhow? Do you have a hallelujah anyhow? And I want to poll the room today. Is there anybody in here that could potentially have a hallelujah anyhow? If it don't get no better, I still got a hallelujah, because he's already done enough for me to give him praise. I'm in my text already. I won't be before you long. The Bible teaches us that there is a woman who has been bowed together for 18 years. According to the text, Satan has stricken her and she's bowed together for 18 years. To be bowed together literally suggests that between her stomach and her back, there is a tightness that will not allow her to lift up. When you research what it means to be bowed together, it means to be tight. It literally suggests that her body is in distress. It suggests that she's in a tight place within her own body. And if we be honest today, some of us right now are in some tight places. Okay, you looking at me mighty strange. Your money tight, your family tight, your relationships tight, your job tight, your attitude tight, you sitting in church tight. Some of us just tight for no reason. But don't you know that no matter how tight it is in your life, Psalm 118 says it like this: I called on the Lord in distress, and he delivered me and set me in a large place. What am I saying to you? If you learn how to get to Jesus in a tight place, he'll set you free. Is there anybody in here that can testify? I know he's able to set me free. The Bible says that she's bowed together. Now, most people shout because the Bible says, woman, thou art loose. But I want to submit there's a shout in the text before we get to the miracle. Okay. See if I can give you the shout. The shout of the text is that she showed up to church even though she was messed up. Okay. You missed it. What simply means is that God gave her strength to make it even though it wasn't all together. You ought to be shouting that whatever you're dealing with ain't keeping you down, but it's giving you strength to still enter into his gates with thanksgiving and unto his courts with praise. You ought to be thankful because he's worthy no matter where you are, no matter what you're dealing with. Is there anybody in Macedonia who can testify that he's worthy no matter what I'm dealing with? I don't care if he heals me or not. He's still worthy to be praised. The shout is, she shows up even though it ain't all together yet. She's in church. Here it is. Here it is. This is going to mess with some of y'all. She shows up and she never even asks for a miracle. She shows up for a word, not a miracle. Let me see if I can help you. Because you realize that God can give you a miracle and you still be frustrated with the miracle. But if you get a word from the Lord, you will learn how to deal with the miracle or the pain at the same time. Okay, you think I'm lying? I got a Bible. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Baby, you need a word from the Lord. You're not going to always get your miracle. You ain't always going to get a breakthrough. But sometimes you just need a word to help you endure where you are. Okay, you think I'm lying? I got a Bible. Paul besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from him. But the word of the Lord came to him and said, my grace is sufficient. I might not take it away, but I'll be with you and walk with you and talk with you and keep you in the midst of it all. You need a word from the Lord. Text suggests that she shows up not expecting a miracle. She just shows up for a word. And when she shows up, I love it because it says that Jesus saw her. Okay. And when he saw her, he called her over to him. If I could, but for a moment, paint the picture, because you have to understand the woman's condition. She came to church and she's bowed over. She's hurting. She's messed up. It's taken a lot for her to get to where she is. And if you could allow me to paint the picture, she's walking in church bowed over. I'm tired. I need some help. And what she does, she finally makes it to her seat. And when she finally sits down in the seat, Jesus is over there. And he says, woman, Come here. Now notice, she don't argue with Jesus. She don't say, Jesus, you know how tired I am. Jesus, you know how hurt I am. She gets up anyhow. Yes, sir, Jesus, you called me over. And by the time she gets over there, Jesus says, woman, thou art loose. Okay, y'all missed a good place to shout. What am I telling you, baby? You better come to Jesus no matter how tough it is. You better get to him because your blessing might be on the other side of your obedience. She's messed up. But she don't allow that to stop her from getting to Jesus. I don't care if I got a limp. I don't care if I got a crawl. I don't care if you wheel me in. Just take me to where Jesus is. Bible teaches us that she gets to Jesus. And when she gets there, she gets an independent remedy. But nobody else got what she got. Okay, you missed it. He says, woman, thou art loose in a synagogue full of people. So what that simply suggests is that not everybody in the room got delivered when she got delivered. And not only did not everybody get delivered, not everybody rejoiced when she rejoiced. Okay. See, if I can help you, most of us get discouraged because people won't shout when we shout. But baby, if God has been good to you, why are you basing your shout on anybody else? You want to base your worship on what God has done in your life, how he's moved you, because can't nobody tell your story like you can. Can't nobody testify how good he's been like you. Notice, I'm right here in the text. He says, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. I love it because what it does is he tells Satan indirectly, get a good snapshot of the woman because this is the last time you're going to see her like that. Yeah. Because Satan, you bowed her over. But once I set her free, it's not reversible. And so what I'm trying to tell somebody is, when God sets you free, can't nobody reverse what he's done. But whom the Son sets free, he is free indeed. Is there anybody in here? You can testify, I've been set free. And I can't go back. I won't go back because nobody can turn me around. And can't nobody do me like Jesus. Yeah. Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmities. And then the Bible says that he laid his hand on her. He spoke and freed her. And then he laid his hand on her. Okay. According to manners and customs, there's a problem here because this woman, according to manners and customs, is declared unclean. And so what that suggests to us is that Jesus touched the unclean. Okay. I done snuck to the cross already. Y'all miss me. Jesus, who was clean, touched that which was unclean. He remained clean when he touched the unclean. And once he made the unclean clean, he was still clean. Don't you know that's all Calvary is? He took on our sins without having ever sinned. He was buried in a borrowed tomb, but bright early Sunday morning, he rose with all power in his hand. Don't you know that he's able to make you clean and remain clean at the same time? He laid his hand on her. He laid his hand on her. And after he laid his hand on her, watch this. I'm in verse number 14. And the ruler of the synagogue, well, look at this guy here.
answer with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. Wait a minute. Wait. You must understand that according to the rich or the synagogue ruler, in his eyes, Jesus broke the law. But I want to make an argument that anytime you receive a miracle or a blessing from God, he breaks the law. Okay, let me see. Jesus was born of a virgin, which means God broke the law of biology. He took 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread and fed 5,000, which means he broke the law of math. The preacher said he put a pharmacy in the hem of his garment, and the woman reached out and touched his hem. And so what he did was he broke the laws of medicine. When Peter walked on water, he breaks the laws of physics. When Jesus is buried in a grave, he stays there and raises the 3rd day morning, he breaks the laws of death. What am I saying to you? Anytime God moves in your life, he's going to break something.
Yeah.
And just in case you missed it, when he gives us the Holy Spirit, he breaks the laws of human ability. So what am I saying to you? No matter where you are, God will break the law just to get to you, and can't nobody stop God from breaking the law. Okay, you think I'm playing? I got it. The EMS, whenever they have an emergency, they cut on the siren and they break all the laws of driving to get to the emergency. Y'all slow. The EMS, when they have an emergency, they break all the laws of driving to get to where the problem is. Aren't you glad that God breaks all the laws when you're in a tight place, when you're in an emergency, and he shows up with you, and he walks with you, and he talks with you, and it don't matter what nobody got to say about it.
Yes, sir.
He breaks the laws. And it doesn't matter what anybody says about him breaking the law. Because if it was in your favor, you still gonna let your cattle out after we leave the synagogue. So you gonna do what's beneficial for you, but you think she ought to stay bound. Jesus lets her free. And so when he lets her free, what he really says to us is stop worrying about what everybody else got to say about what I did for you. Because folk ain't got a heaven nor a hell to put you in. If I set you free, that's all that matters. And I'm starting to wonder, because most of us are concerned about what everybody else got to say, I'm starting to wonder if God has really set us free, or if we just do a real good job of perping as good Christians. Because when God has set you free, you don't care what nobody say around you. You don't care how they talk about you. You don't care how they look at you, because you don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. And because you don't know like I know, I ain't got time to explain it. Just watch and you'll catch it in a minute, because it's just like fire set up in my bones, and I can't sit here too long when I start thinking about what he's done, how he's brought me from a mighty long way.
Alright. Okay. 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 Here it is. Verse number 13. Bible says he laid his hand on her, and watch it, immediately she straightens up. Okay. I'm in verse number 13. Verse number 13. 12, 11, 10, 11, 12, she's bent over. He says, woman, thou art loose. He laid his hands on her. She straightens up. My question to you is, how do you act when you've been bowed over for 13, 18 years and the Lord finally sets you free? How do you act when you've been bowed over? No help, nowhere in sight.
You can't lift yourself up. How do you act when he finally sets you free? Okay, y'all missed it. I'm in the text. It's only three words left in verse number 13. And glorified God. Okay. Now, reason why that doesn't mean much to you is because you're just reading it in plain English. Let me see if I can give it to you a different way. When it says, and glorified God, is in the imperfect active tense. So what that means is she started shouting and kept on shouting. Which means she never stopped praising him for what he had done for her. And I'm wondering today, is there anybody in here that won't stop praising him because of what he's already done for you? You don't know what tomorrow holds, but just what he did today, are you willing to still give him glory? How he delivered you yesterday, are you willing to still praise him? Is there anybody in here that can shout, when I was bowed over in sin, he straightened me out? When my family was bowed over, he straightened us out. When my money was bowed over, he straightened us out. Is there anybody in this place got a straightened out kind of praise where you know God will straighten it out? Okay. Listen, I get it. I know what the problem is. Pastor, I figured it out. In church, you don't get too many shouts. You get about one a week. Either I'm going to shout with the choir, I'm going to shout with the preacher. I ain't going to shout with both. You don't get too many shouts in one day. My hair, my clothes, you know, I put on a lot of makeup today. It took me a while to get where I am. You ain't going to get too many shouts. But the lady says, I don't care about my clothes. I don't care about my makeup. I don't care about my shoes. I don't care what you think, because all I care about is that he set me free. See, when your focus and your worship is on God, you don't care about the material. You don't care about the stuff. All you care about is what he's done for you, how good he is, and how he's worthy to be praised, and how your hallelujah belongs to him. Okay, I know what it is. That ain't it either. What's happened, why we can't really praise God, is because the blessing has gotten old. It's old. He delivered me 20 years ago. That's old. He woke me up yesterday. That's old. He saved my family a long time ago. That's old. And so what I'm discovering is the reason why some folk can't shout is because they got old blessings and they ain't grateful for them. But I wonder, is there anybody in here with a fresh shout for old blessings? You got a fresh shout for how he saved you. You got a fresh shout for how he delivered you. Is there anybody in here? You got a fresh shout over old stuff. If the Lord never does anything else for me, he's already done enough. And I'll keep shouting over what he's already done. I'll shout over how he saved me. I'll shout over how he made me whole. Is there anybody in here got a fresh shout over old stuff? He straightened it out. Watch it. He straightened it out for her. When other folk said she was no good, he straightened it out. Is there anybody in Macedonia who can testify that he straightened it out for me? Is there anybody in here that can testify that when I didn't feel like I was gonna make it, he straightened it out for me? Is there anybody in here that knows God will straighten it out? You ain't gotta cry about it too long. You ain't gotta tell nobody. All you gotta do is trust and believe that God will straighten it out. Do I have a witness here today? Is there anybody in this place who can testify he straightened it out for me? When I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, there is stain deeply within, sinking to rise no more. The master of the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the waters
He lifted me. Now safe am I. Is there anybody in here? You've been in a storm or two in your life, but he straightened out the seeds of your problem. Is there anybody in here? You know he's able to work it out. You know he will deliver you. Won't you stand to your feet and let the redeemed of the Lord say so? If he's redeemed you from the hand of the enemy, if he's healed your body, won't you give him glory? If he made a way for you, won't you praise his name? I don't know how you feel about it, but I gotta straighten out praise in me today. It might not be what I want it to be yet, but I'm praising him in advance because I know God is able to heal. He's able to deliver. And I'm gonna stand right here and steady myself until my breakthrough comes, until my miracle comes. Is there anybody in this place? You don't mind giving them glory in advance because you know the God you serve will come through. He will show up, and when he shows up, he's gonna show out. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he, won't he, won't he, won't he? Won't he, won't he, won't he, won't he? Won't he make a way? Yes, he will. Ain't he all right? He'll straighten it out for you. But here it is. I want you to get it. And I'm done. He'll straighten it out. But notice, she was in the place of worship when he straightened it out. That means there's some miracles you won't get sitting on your couch. There's some things you gotta show up for. So it's time out for making excuses as to why you miss. Because when you miss, you might actually miss what's for you. She came even though she was bowed over. And when it was over, he straightened it out. I want to tell you today, he'll straighten it out. But you got to show up to grow up. God bless you.
We hope you enjoyed this message today. And we pray that it was a true blessing to you. If you are interested in learning more about Pastor Charles D. Twyman and the Macedonia Baptist Church family, you can reach out to us at www.mbcdet.com. Thank you, and God bless you.